Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz, and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. Thank you so much for joining us for another podcast. And these are certainly exciting, sad times, you know, and so we wanted to talk about what's going on here in our COVID pandemic 2020. So we're so happy that you have joined us. If you are new to our podcast, thank you so much. And please check out our library of podcasts. We've been doing this for several years now. And if you are one of our regular listeners, we thank you for your loyalty and sticking with us on this podcast journey. So we want to talk a little bit about what's happening at our office for us, because, you know, I mean, I realize this has impacted everyone globally. I mean, this is, you know, it's a pandemic, so it's definitely affected everyone. In our little niche, our little corner of the world, we wanted just to let you know we have made a lot of changes as far as the process in the office, but we are still seeing patients, and we are trying to continue somewhat to a degree, continue with providing service to our patients. And so we've made several modifications and in hopes that we could still, you know, maintain safety for everyone, for our patients, for our staff. So we have, over the last 2 weeks, transitioned over to telemedicine. And I'm sure that most, maybe all of you have heard about this already, because it's not just us. It's being done, I think, if I'm not mistaken, nationwide and maybe worldwide. I don't know that for a fact, but I know that telemedicine has all of a sudden jumped up to the top as far as methods and ways in which we can still continue to provide services to our patients. So we started telemedicine, and basically what that means is that we can still provide a service. For example, we can still do an office visit, but we just do it over some form of a video type platform, whether it's FaceTime, Zoom, Skype. What's the one for the Androids? Is there one specifically that's for Androids?
It's just a video call function on the Android phone.
Yeah, a video call. So that's basically what it is. It's basically just a video where we as a provider are still interacting with our patient, but we're doing over a camera. We're doing it over a camera so that you can still stay at home. And then we do it from our office, and we are able to still see you and still talk to you and, you know, and still provide a service that we would do if you were coming to the office. I mean, the only thing is that we're unable to do a physical exam because we're not actually seeing you where we could tell you to lay on the table so that we can examine you. But it's still an awesome, awesome platform way for us to be able to still continue to see patients.
Yeah, and surprisingly, we're hearing that many GI offices in our part of town have closed down completely.
That's what we've heard.
Yes. Yeah. So we're happy to be able to be open and still being able to take care of people. Obviously, when it comes to doing procedures, we have had to back off of elective and screening colonoscopies. But anyone, for the most part, that's presenting to us through these video calls with symptoms that we feel justify a procedure, we absolutely can continue to do procedures on them. There are surgery centers that are still open. They're taking the necessary precautions during this time to be able to stay open, to be able to provide this service so that if, you know, you do have cancer or an ulcer or something, we can get to the bottom of it even during this time and help you.
Exactly. We wanted, I mean, if we feel that the symptoms that our patients are presenting with are concerning and worrisome enough, we will absolutely do these patients at the surgical centers that are open. and, you know, like Tina said, all precautions are being taken. The surgical center, the ambulatory surgical centers that are still open are also, you know, taking extreme precautions. You know, they've got themselves set up. They have like a screening station before you even go in inside of the center, where they question you about any potential symptoms, you know, flu-like symptoms, anything that could be suggestive of possible a coronavirus infection. You know, they're taking the temperatures of everyone. In fact, even those of us that are still doing procedures there and the staff that actually works there, every single one of us has to go through the screening station every day that we go to work there. And, you know, they take our temperature also. So very, very extreme precautions, so that we could keep everyone safe. And, you know, as far as in the office, you know, so like Tina said, we're seeing everyone still, through telemedicine. There are some people, some patients who don't have the capacity on their phone, or they don't have, maybe they don't have a computer through which they're able to do the video, call. So we're still doing telephone. That's also still is considered a telemedicine visit, and we're seeing new patients. We're seeing follow-up patients. So if you are concerned about any gastrointestinal issues that you've been having, and you know, you're here close and you're one of our patients, or you're not a patient but you're in our area and you want to be seen, please call our office, and we will get you plugged in. Our number is 623-772-6999, 623-772-6999. And of course, you know, check if you already have a gastroenterologist, check with your gastroenterologist. You know, like Tina said, we've heard from other referring doctors that right now we're the only gastroenterology office in our area that's open. But we don't know that for a fact. We don't, you know, I don't know what other offices are doing. So if you do have a gastroenterologist, check with them and you know, see if they're doing any telemedicine. But anyways, yes, we are continuing to provide services. And you know, as far as doing procedures, like Tina said, the urgent cases that we feel should be done, you know, where there's concern that if we delay that case, that could be detrimental to that person's health, we're going to do those cases, you know. And the other thing is, we're trying to also keep those people, you know, out of the emergency room. You know, if we can do the procedure, like last week I did a few cases where I found ulcers in patients. I mean, you know, these are cases where we find something that we can treat, and hopefully we're able to keep that person from having to go to the emergency room.
Yeah, and from a wellness standpoint, we've had a lot of patients calling asking about the supplements, because we do have our door locked at the office right now with signs on the door that if you show up, if you need supplements, to call me directly to place orders over the phone, because we are doing free shipping right now during this time, and we do still have product available. If you do show up and you're a patient and need patient care, you can call our staff. They are there in the office just with the door closed, so you can call and they can screen you before letting you in to take care of any patient needs that you have. But from a wellness standpoint, we are still doing consultations. We are still offering product. You just have to call me directly. And again, my number is 623-772-6999, and I'm at extension 102. Again, if you place your order online, it's going to automatically charge you for shipping. So if you want the free shipping deal on all products, please call me to place an order over the phone. But we are continuing to push forward and trying to take care of as many people as we can. And just want to be there for everybody as we go through this time.
Yes, absolutely. So once again, I'm just going to summarize here on the contact information. If you are having gastrointestinal issues that are concerning you, and you want to be evaluated, please call our office. Our number is 623-772-6999. And we'll set you up for a virtual telemedicine consultation. If you're one of our established patients and you're having, again, concerning symptoms, please give us a call. And then like Tina mentioned, you know, people that are just needing like a screening colonoscopy who have no symptoms, or if it's time for your colonoscopy again, because you've had polyps or you have a family history of colon cancer, but you're not having any issues. Those type of cases, we are going to have to push off. And we are seeing those patients, but we won't see those patients probably until about May, mid, late May, because we won't be able to do those procedures anyways right now. And then, you know, if you need Tina, if you need some supplements, give her a call. All right. So we will let you guys go. Keep safe. Continue to do the social isolation and, you know, keep positive. I know there's a lot of information out there. There's a lot of confusing information. And we are going to talk a little bit on this on some of our podcasts. But, you know, keep positive more than anything and just stay indoors as much as you can. But try to get a little fresh air if you have a backyard, go into your backyard. And we'll talk more about this on our upcoming podcast. Okay. Thank you so much for joining us. And we'll catch you on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.